We give you honor. We welcome you, O God, our King. We welcome your presence this morning. We glorify you. We honor you and bless you, O God, O matchless King. There is no one who can stand toe-to-toe with you. You rule and reign from eternity to eternity. Every other god comes and goes. Every other god fades away, but God, you are eternal. Namansu rebando do bokorian dabanse rabando. You exist outside of the realm of time. Ando korian de debesianda, but God, you reign forever. Remansianda, though heaven and earth will pass, you will continue to reign. Nanda kuto riamansi debesi kiti diando rabanse. We exalt you, O God. Remanda, our King. We establish your rule in this place. Atanamansi. We declare your authority in this place. As we have gathered each day since January 5th, and we have built brick upon brick, the altar of the Lord before you, O God. Let not your fire, the Father, go out in this place, on this land, in this initiative, but let it continue to be set ablaze. That even after these 60 days ends, we will continue to put water in the altar. We thank you, O Lord, that the fire of the Lord will never go out. But we, O God, will tend to the altar. We will continue to tend to it with prayer and intercession, with worship and sacrifice. We will continue to tend to the altar this morning with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. We will continue to tend to the altar with a heart of gratitude. We will continue to tend to the altar with, Father God, a heart of righteousness before you, O Lord. Search us this morning of any fault within us, O Lord. We repent before you, O God, of anything, O Lord, that causes a wedge. And Father God, any sin, O God, and weight that will so easily beset us, O Lord. Father God, we lay it down. We lay it to the side this morning. We repent, O God, for lawlessness. We repent, O God, for self-righteousness. And for our egos. We repent, O God, for allowing pride to rule our hearts in any area of our lives, O God. We repent, O God, for letting any other thing or any other person or any other moment, O God, take rule and seat over our lives. Above your seat, O Lord. Lord, we cast down every vain imagination in our hearts, in our minds, O God, that would create a narrative that is false, that would create a narrative, O God, that goes against your word. We tear down every vain imagination. anything that is the antithesis of your word, Ramanse, in this area, oh God, where the enemy has deceived us, where deception, oh God, has ruled our hearts and our minds, oh God, by the fire of the Lord, let it be consumed. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, superimpose the mind of Christ upon us, oh God, with everything that we have gained, oh God, in these past 60 days, oh Lord, Father God, through the word, through prayer, through our own intimate time, let it not be in vain, oh God, but let the mind of Christ superimpose any area of carnality in our own minds, in the name of Jesus. In the area, oh God, where we resist your will, break the wall of resistance, oh God, now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, make us pliable. In your hands, oh God, make us, Father, pliable. Make us like clay in your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We will not resist your will. We will not resist your way. But Lord, we say yes yet again this morning. We say yes yet again this morning. For what you will do through us and in us, oh God, we thank you, oh Lord, that God, you are a God who is faithful, oh Lord, to forgive us of our sins and heal our diseases. Father God, where, Father God, deception has been a disease in our minds, oh God, Father, we pray, oh Lord, that the healer would come and, Father, begin to heal us in our inward parts. Where our thoughts, oh God, have been diseases unto our minds and to our souls. Heal us, oh God, in the inward parts. Let truth prevail in the inward parts. We are a people, oh God, of truth, for you are a God of truth. We walk in your truth, oh God, not in our own truth, not in the truth, Father God, and what the world says is true, oh God. But we tear down, oh God, the deception, oh God, and the lie, oh God. It tells us that we have our own truth. We tear it down now, but we only walk in the truth of the Lord. We only walk with the spirit of truth. We only accept, oh God, the truth of your word. What you say goes, oh God. We won't buck against. We won't fight it. We won't resist it. We won't refute it. But God, what your word declares, it is so in the name of Jesus. We cry out for more of you, oh God, this morning. We desire more of your will, oh God, this morning. Not just your will, oh God, because it sounds good, but we want your will, oh God. That we would walk alongside you, oh God. That we would walk in communion with you, oh God. That we would be in agreement with our Father. We thank you this morning, oh God. That God, your will be good to us. It will be sweet upon our lips. Though it may feel uncomfortable. Father God, as it touches our lips, God, we consume it like honey. We bow and submit to you and what you say, oh God, what you desire, Father God, what you want from us, oh God, we submit, oh Lord. And if any of one of us, oh God, feels that we can't, we thank you for the strength of your spirit to empower us to walk in righteousness and in truth this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for what you shall do within us, Lord, this morning. I pray, oh God, that Father God, in these 60, Father God, as these 60 days comes to an end, oh God, that Lord, you would equip the people of God with endurance. We thank you, oh God, that your word is true. Father God, you called us in your word, oh God, to cause us to run with endurance the race that is set before us, oh God, that we would look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Lord, this morning, Father God, we pray this scripture, oh Lord, that Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 would be alive in us, that we would walk this race with endurance. We would pray with endurance. We would have faith with endurance. Those struggles will come on all sides. The persecution may come on all sides. Give us the grace to endure. Let every weight and every sin which causes, that clings to us, that holds us back, that calls acts as a weight to keep us, to slow us down. Cause those things to be laid aside in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cause our feet, oh God, and our legs to not grow weary in this race, of faith. You didn't give it to the swift, but to the one who endures. God, cause our faith to not fail us. Cause our faith to not cause us to fall. But let our faith give us the strength that we need to continue and to journey. Cause our faith to keep going, even in times of trials and tribulations and times of persecution and suffering. We look to Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the founder and he is the perfecter of our faith. We can't perfect our own faith, but we look to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who will perfect the faith in us. Jesus Christ is our example. He endured the cross with all joy. So God, as we journey, as we go through, oh God, our times of trials and testing, cause us to endure with all joy. Let joy be the fruit that bubbles up out of us, oh God. Let joy be the fruit that is produced in us, oh Lord. Give us the endurance to withstand refinement. Give us endurance to withstand refining, though the fire emblazes around us and causes us to be refined. Give us the endurance to continue on, that we may be purified and glorified in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even when it feels hard, give us the endurance to keep going. Just as a long distance runner, continues to run, even though the distance is long, he paces himself for the journey. Father God, pace us. Give us a pace. Father God, that it coincides with your pace. Give us a cadence, oh God, in the run that coincides with your cadence, oh God. That we don't run too fast or we don't run too slow, but we run in the pace of the heavenly. We run with the pace of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. God, we run with your pace. We run with your cadence, oh God. Cause our hearts to be in syncopation with you, oh Lord. Cause our rhythm to be in syncopation with you, oh God. That we will continue to endure. That we will endure. Whatever our cross may be, we will endure. We will run with endurance. We won't crawl. We won't walk. But we will run. Give us feet at times. That we can run. Strengthen our ankles. Strengthen our feet. Strengthen our legs. We will endure. That is what we declare this morning. Endure in every area and aspect of our lives, in every mountain, oh God, that you've called us to, oh Lord. Whether we face persecution on our jobs, whether we face sufferings in our home, whether we face, oh God, trials and tribulation, even within ministry, cause us to endure. Give endurance even to the children, oh Lord. Let the children be able to endure. That even as they stand up for Christ, even at a young age, and they may face, Father God, scrutiny, oh God, or teasing, or bullying, oh God. Lord, we pray that the spirit of endurance will rise up in them, that they will not compromise their faith in you, but God, among these children, oh God, will be children, oh God, of power, and Father God, children of faith, children, oh Lord, who are not afraid to stand up for righteousness. We thank you this morning, oh Lord, that God, that Lord, your power and your might will rise up in these your people in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of the Lord will rise up within us, oh God, that we won't do this in our own strength. We won't do it in our own strength. Not by might, not by power, but only by your spirit, oh God. We thank you for the spirit of God that empowers us to endure. The spirit of God that empowers us to endure. The spirit of God that empowers us to endure. Cause our faith to not fail us. Cause our faith to not fail us. Cause our faith to not fail us. We pray even now for endurance in intercession, that the spirit of prayerlessness will not fall upon us, oh God, but that we will endure, that we will intercede, we will stand in the gap on behalf of our loved ones, on behalf of our city, on behalf of our government, on behalf of the nation, on behalf of our ministry, on behalf of our children, we will stand in the gap. Endurance and intercession, that we won't drop the ball, that we won't become weary. Even when it looks like that the prayers are not working, that our prayers are not being answered, or that you are not moving. We thank you, oh God, that we are standing sure-footed on the word. Though it may not look away, your word declares that it is so. We thank you for endurance. That is only, oh God, Father God, reinforced by your word, that your word remains our foundation. Though heaven and earth will pass away, it is your word that remains. It is your word that is eternal. It is your word that is truth. We stand on the foundation of your word. As John 17:17 says, thy word is true. We stand on it, oh God. We stand on the promises. We stand on the word that is true. true. Every other thing is a lie. The word of God is our standard. The word of God is our rubric. The word of God is our measurement too. And as we stand on it, oh God, we will continue to endure in you, oh God. Endurance in our faith. Endurance, oh God. And how, oh God, we deal with our relationships, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God. And Father God, you will cause us, oh Lord, to endure. Father God, we glory in our sufferings, oh God. And Father God, if we can continue to endure, Father God, let the suffering produce perseverance, oh God. Let the perseverance produce character, and let the character produce hope in us, oh God. We thank you for refinement. We thank you, oh God, for the tenacity, oh God, to endure refinement, oh God. Father God, we won't pull back because the fire is too hot. For your fire only consumes that which doesn't belong to you. So cause us to withstand the consumption, oh God, of all that is wicked within us, oh God. For we know, oh God, that it is only to purify and to perfect us in you, oh God. Remando koshi, rekadeyan sukurianda davansi, ayada davansurianda. We thank you, oh God, that Father God, as your word declares in James, oh God, that Father God, that when our faith is tested, Father God, our endurance has a chance to grow. So God, we pray and we declare that we will let it grow. It can now say that our endurance is fully developed in you, oh God. It might say that we will be perfect and complete, that we will be whole, needing nothing. Father God, when our faith is tested, oh God, let this be the opportunity for our endurance to grow, that our endurance will be fully developed, oh God, in us, that we will be perfect and complete in you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, if we endure hardship, oh God, we will reign with you. That if we endure hardship, if we endure, Father God, all that comes our way, we know that we will reign with you. Give us the endurance, oh God, that we will do your will and we will walk, oh God, in the faith that you have authored within us, oh God. We give your name, Haya Basoria, Eriande de Messia, Sila Sitandinabase, Rubosianaya, Ricando de Bosse, Sila Cadramandoria Cata, Ricitarian Sucundia Naramanse, Riando de Bosucunda, Riqueche and the Robosaya. By your spirit, O God, hey, God, our ears and our eyes, that nothing will cause us our faith to be robbed, Lord, Remande cause us to remain vigilant and sober-minded, rehearsing your truth, that our faith would be edified and built, praying in the Spirit always, that our faith would be built up in you, O God. And we declare, O Lord, that as we grow in faith, O Lord, our endurance will grow, O God, in you, O Lord. And we will continue to run the race. And that we will look to Jesus Christ in all things. And will perfect us. And we declare that we will endure with joy. That joy, Hermanse, would flow from us. Joy will be produced. We will not grumble and mumble and complain. For the heart things that come, that we face and that comes our way, oh God. But Father God, as you endure the cross with all joy, we will endure with all joy, oh God. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. And we give your name all of the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Eria basoria and the basia. Le tereando rubar shekea. Naman sukutanaya rabandoria katanamanse. Le tereando rubukuna naman sitianda. Rebe sheketeriando do bosurianda. Hallelujah. Remamando cornaya tanaya basu. Le terebesiando do bukurianda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reba she. Ayana naman sukurianda. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. I am a soul. If there be anyone here, I am a soul. Hallelujah. Has something to share, a testimony, and I might say a word of the Lord, you are free to come forward at this time.
Grace and peace. Good morning. This is Apostle Sash. Thank you so much, Stacy, for your pour, for standing in the gap for us, as you always embody prayer and intercession. Such powerful prayer intercession. I feel encouraged to endure, to keep going. Thank you so much just for your willingness to stand in the gap for us and push us forward this morning in prayer with grace.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle Ash. If there be anyone else who has anything to share, the line is open. Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God. There is a feeling in our bellies this morning, and not a F-E-E-L-I-N-G-S, but a feeling, a F-I-L-L-I-N-G-S, a feeling, excuse me, not S, I-N-G, a feeling, and I can feel that there is an outpour. There's a filling up in the wells of our worship, a filling up in our bellies. There's a filling up in our spirits of gratitude. There's a filling up in us. Your prayer, as Apostle Vash iterated, thank you for, as you do always, stand in the gap. I thank you for being a vessel that the wind of intercession can blow freely through, that there is no resistance in you when it comes to submitting to the wind of intercession, that you go and you blow at the wind of God. I thank you this morning for being a vessel submitted to stand for and stand in the gap for God's people. And again, as you prayed, I can feel there a filling up in my well, a filling up in my well, a well of worship filling up in me, a well of gratitude filling up in me, a well of strength filling up in me. I can feel my well. I can actually feel my well being filled as you prayed. So thank you again, woman of God. Thank you for your pour. Thank you for your posture. Thank you for your heart for God, for to be an intercessor with, to carry the wind of God is because you carry the heart of worship. Because without worship, the life of an intercessor is void. And we know that through your intercession, your life is full. We thank you this morning. We are so appreciative and grateful for you.
Master God, be the glory. Thank you, Prophet Zephoria. Thank you so much. forward to God. There'll be anyone else that would like to come forward to God. The line is open.
Good morning, Grace and Peace. This is Pastor Anita. I just want to come and say thank God, of course, for this time of intercession this morning, and also thank you to you, Stacy, for the way that you, as has been said, have embodied intercession this morning and have modeled it and created space for us to walk alongside you in prayer. And so, as has been expressed already, I am grateful to God and can sense and feel the feeling that Prophet Zeporia mentioned and the push and the wind of endurance. So thank you so much, and I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Pastor Anita. Thank you. To God be all the glory. Will there be another? The line is open.
I feel a strong angelic activity. I feel the strength of angels very active right now. To the point where I don't even want to move in this moment. I want us to have an awareness in this moment and a sensitivity in the Nanaman Sura Bahalikia Kuparia Tatandirikia. Maleba Kupakalaki Kepahaya Mandaya. Ah, O Papaya. O Nama Alakapoche. Amen. Ama aleka ushe la ba'aya. When angels show up, oh ma mala mahaliki ando kubokushe kapapaya na namaya na namakaya. There's many reasons why an angel will show up. In this case, there's many angels active. Oh, thank you, Father. Angels must be employed to do a thing. They don't just come. They don't just come because of spiritual activity. They come because the word of the Lord employs them. And there's many reasons why angels will be active. They come to protect. They come to restrain. They come to strengthen for our obedience. They come to direct. They come to confirm. They come to render messages unto us, to deliver, to clear resistance. And the angels of the Lord are active right now. I can feel the activity of angels around me. I can feel the activity of angels around this atmosphere. Makalo kushekepai, mina malakuke balekum baraba ashekaya. I want us to be aware and sensitive in this moment of what heaven is doing. Kabokushaya, not just for us individually, not just for us even in this space, but what God is allowing to happen even right now in the earth. Prayer is not just for us. It's not just for a personal gain. When we pray, There should be something that occurs. That's how you know that God is at work, because there's fruit. Come on, Daya. There's fruit. There's something that we should be able to obtain, and there's something that should be released. There's something that we can be able to see manifest. And manifestation is here. I want you to take a moment, be still, and know that I am God, saith the Lord. That I will fight every battle for my people. That I have not forsaken you. That I have not forgotten you. I am your God, and you are my people. You are my nation. Sense me now. Bow down and worship me. Bow down and reverence me. Ask me to know me the more. Oh. Oh, mighty God,
God, we reverence you, God. We reverence your presence, Alabaya. Thank you. Thank you for your angels. Thank you. Thank you for your protection, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for the release. Thank you for the word of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the angels. We thank you for the angels that have been released and are hearkening unto his word this morning. If there be anyone else who has anything to share or want to release, may come forth at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning.
Hallelujah. At this time, we will release the line. We pray that you will go. Hallelujah. Remain in this place of reverence. Remain in this place of this posture of reverence. Hallelujah. You will join us again at 12 noon. We will go ahead and release the line. But please let's maintain this posture of reverence throughout the day as we go about our day. Don't cause anything to disrupt or to shift or to change the atmosphere that we are in. Hallelujah. But go forth in peace. Let the angels of the Lord do their bidding and minister unto you this morning. We reverence the presence of the Lord. Go in peace. For grace.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.